It's KMFM. This is Andy Walker. I promise you they would be on the show. Kind of. McBusted.
Hi. Hello.
How are
hello.
You? I'd say McBusted.
You've got the best part of McBusted.
Nice. Nice.
The thing is, man, when you have all six of us, it's just carnage and everyone speaks.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's not a good interview. No one wants to hear it. Everyone wants to hear Matt, Harry and Dougie. That's the truth of it. Mm.
All six of you are here, but it's like school. You've been separated. You three are in the studio with me at the moment. The other three are in the corridor.
That's right.
We've been told off for doing interviews together. We're not allowed. We're not responsible enough to all be in the same room at once.
But it must be fun, you guys. It's not work, is it, really? Being in McBusted is not work.
Literally, we just go around just having a bit of a giggle. We're just giggling.
I think we're quite annoying to anyone who works with us or anything, because we kind of do what we're told, but it's like we're not really listening. You can tell us, like, okay, right, you guys have to go over there, but it will take us about 15 minutes and, like, lots of kind of squabbling and giggling to get there.
See, the thing is, like, we've been doing this in McFly for 11 years, but now we've got two other people to do it with us, so it's, like, even louder and even more funny.
It's like when you have two friends to come over to a sleepover and the kids get all hyperactive and show off.
So all you guys collectively, as a collective together, like to have a bit of a laugh?
Yeah, man.
So my next question is going to be, I want you to describe being in McBusted. We go around the table using only... noises.
Ooh, okay.
It's the only noises.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I think the number one noise from McBusted would have to be.
we don't need reasons behind them. We just need. Unless you want
to. I don't need to elaborate. All right, okay. This is the gassiest band on earth, Dougie.
Harry Potter.
Oh, that's very good. Give me that again.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. That's someone who's watched Harry Potter more than twice.
Yeah, that would be me.
Okay. Schwing.
Nice. Is there a reason behind that?
Schwing.
No. Because you find us all fit. There you say, Harry.
Schwing, schwing.
New single, which we're loving at the moment, Air Guitar.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Staying with the silliness, I want you to describe that single using foods. Mm. Back to you, Matt.
Air Guitar?
I know.
Go on, Doug.
Okay, but for me, it's like a shepherd's pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Really? Like, I think that's a weird choice.
It does the job. It does the job, but it's not that good.
I was thinking it's more of a taco. Yeah, like it's like it's a little bit spicy. It's something you don't have every day. It's just, you know. It's
not everyone likes them.
Not everyone likes
them. A fish taco.
A fish taco.
I need to ask you about tattoos as well. First of all, explain the concept behind the tattoos.
Tattoo and roulette.
And who's got the latest?
Tattoo roulette, man. So we play a game called Tattoo Roulette. It's a very scary game, but we live off adrenaline in this band. So basically what you do is you have a hat. You take your hat off. You put six bits in the hat. Four say no, and two say oh beep.
Yeah,
and the two that get the oh beep have to play paper, scissors, stones in the tattoo shop. Whoever loses the game of paper, scissors, stones, rock, paper, scissors to some people, has to get the tattoo there and then.
How do you decide who's gonna have what?
We decide. So
yeah,
Tom had to get the McBusted logo on his foot, which we thought was funny and horrendous. And Dougie has still yet to get the air guitar logo on his foot.
I had to get an emoji of a frog.
Because we call James Frog.
Is that the worst, the frog? Who's got the worst picture?
I'd rather have the frog than the McBusted logo.
I'd rather have the frog.
Can you imagine going to a tattoo shop going, hi, can I have my band's logo on my foot? And it's a really bad band name.
Thank you for being on KMFM this morning as well.
Thanks for having us.